Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And so in the studio with us today, a couple of people from Lackawanna College, because once again, they got a program that deals exactly with the problem we're facing. I'll ask you to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Erica Brown-Preachy, Lackawanna College's Vice President for Academic Affairs.
And I'm Timothy Legg, Director of Lackawanna College's Nursing Program.
Okay, what the heck is this new program? You guys are always, Erica, you're always doing something. What is this?
We are so excited to announce the launch of this program. As you probably know, the college has a variety of healthcare-related programs, and until now, they have all been focused at the associate's degree level. So this program will be our first bachelor's-level program in the area of healthcare, so we'll be a BSN in nursing. It was designed to target working RNs who have a job, have a fulfilling career, and need to get that next level of credential to advance their own career and maybe meet the compliance requirements of their employer.
Well, now, Dr. Legg, what is your position at Lackawanna?
I'm the director of the program.
Okay, so give us the nuts and bolts here. What is it? How do people get involved in it?
Well, obviously, applying, but they need to have a registered nurse license this program is not just limited to nurses from Pennsylvania. Theoretically, a nurse from any state can apply. They need to have completed either an associate degree in nursing or have a diploma from a hospital program and a current active nursing license, and they're eligible to enroll.
Now, this is online, Erica?
Yes, the program is 100% online. It's very flexible, so a student can start whatever point in the year meets their needs. They can take as many classes at a time as meets their needs, and it's all asynchronous, which means they can log in and do their work at 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, whatever works best for them.
I'm afraid I'm misreading this news release. This looks very inexpensive.
It is.
Yes. Am I mispronouncing this?
Lackawanna College's value to the community is offering quality education at the most affordable possible price point. So as we started thinking about this BSN, we knew that we had to make it not just competitively priced, we had to make it feasible and achievable for working nurses. So we priced it at $299 per credit, which is the lowest in the region for sure, and nationally one of the leading costs.
Now, is this the result? I mean, I'm looking at this nursing shortage fact sheet. Is this Lackawanna College knowing what's happening and the need for this?
We're very lucky to have great relationships with regional and national healthcare organizations, and this came about for years and years. People have been asking us, when are you starting a nursing program? When are you starting a nursing program? We still have the desire to start an entry into practice program, which means someone could come and get either their state licensure at the RN or BSN level. But to start, we thought the best way to enter the market would be at the BSN, and that came directly out of our communications with lots of the leading healthcare providers in the region.
Dr. Legg, we're already getting texts from people asking, like, how many credits? How long does it take? If you can go through some of the details.
That's the beautiful part about it, because when I was asked to assist in the development of the program, one of the things that I mentioned was the fact that nurses often graduate by way of example, an associate degree program with many more credits than other majors require for an associate degree. So you're talking about an associate degree, you're generally thinking around 60 credits. It's not unusual for an RN to come out of an associate degree program with 71, 74, 76 credits. And many times, colleges and universities won't accept all of those transfer credits. We will.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you to get a pen and paper, those of you that are listening, if you need to, because when we come back, we're going to give you some information on how you can get in touch with Lackawanna College. A couple of people from Lackawanna College in our studio today. Erica Preachy Barone is here, and Dr. Tim Legg, and they're talking about a new online program, RN to BSN. Now, Dr. Legg, you're in charge of the program, right?
Yes.
Are you a nurse?
I am.
You're a nurse.
I am. Okay.
So, but you're a doctor. So you went you went from B to M to.
So actually, I started my career a lot of years ago as a nurse's aide. I worked in nursing homes. I went back to school, became an LPN, went back to college, got my RN, my BSN. Then I continued. I became a nurse practitioner at the master's level, duly certified in both geriatrics and psychiatric mental health. Kept going, received my PhD in health sciences, and then I received a second doctorate in clinical psychology and became a psychologist.
Wow. Now, I mean, pardon me for asking basic questions, but why is RN not enough? Why is the BSN in such demand?
So the BSN, there are a lot of reasons for it. First and foremost, you know, the explosion in medical technology over the last few decades has demanded that nurses be prepared to provide care to much more clinically complex people. You know, the typical entry into practice, you know, 3-4 decades ago was going to a diploma program, spending a couple years, you know, there learning the basics, of course, and that was enough. But today, obviously, every time you turn around, there's a new discovery, a new this, and, you know, a new procedure, a new that. So nurses need to continually engage in increasing their knowledge. And also, care is becoming much more complex, and it's also moving outside of the hospitals. So unfortunately, most programs continue to prepare students to meet the care needs of people in hospitals, but there's just so much more to it now. There's community mental health, there's public health, you know, areas that typically weren't taught, you know, years ago.
Now, if an RN is listening right now, okay, and they get a BSN, does that also improve their marketability and their value monetarily?
It can. Now, it depends what the person's going for. So I've seen over the years, and I've been teaching nursing for nearly 20 years now, I've seen the students come to us and say, you know, hey, I was offered this promotion at work, but they told me that I have to get my bachelor's degree within the next, you know, 3 years, for instance. So they're really scrambling, looking for a program that will accept credits, and that also meets their needs. Because, you know, students would tell me, well, you know, it would be great if I can, you know, come Monday through Friday and, you know, get this thing done, but I've got a full-time job. I've got, you know, spouse, children, PTA member, church activities. I can't give up my life and my kids so that I could, you know, come to your school. So one of the definite advantages of the program is that it's wholly online.
And how long does it take?
They can finish it in as little as 1 year.
1 year.
Depends on, obviously, what
yeah,
they
how
transfer
hard you work.
And such, and how many classes they're able to take. And, you know, of course, as Dr. Preachy Barone mentions, the cost is, you know, quite low, but it also depends on, you know, how much they could afford, how many, you know, classes I could afford to take at the same time. Is my employer going to give me tuition reimbursement, et cetera?
See, now, what I'm thinking here, Erica, you know, I know that this is my mind racing. We have had many, many stories about companies that are looking for skilled labor, and they will say, we'll pay for your, you know, so why, if a hospital needs BSNs, why, I mean, and this is so affordable, why shouldn't these nurses be going to their management and saying, hey, pay for this for us? I mean, that sounds like a great deal for a hospital.
That's exactly what we're hearing from local hospitals and healthcare providers. Not only are they offering to pay for it, they're mandating it. So we heard at least two very large regional systems have said that every RN must achieve a BSN within a certain amount of years from hire date, so it becomes a requirement.
Yeah. Now, we have a text here. Does the college have an LPN to RN program? Now, I know you have different medical programs there. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Sure. At this point, we do not have an LPN program or an RN program. The right answer is not yet, because that's certainly in our future plans. This is just the first step for us when it comes to nursing. Right now, we have a certified nurse aide program. We have EMT training and a paramedic academy and a whole host of associate's degrees in the allied health technician space.
Wow, this is incredible. Now, is there a limit to the number of people that can get involved in this?
No. No,
so you could have 5,000 people online.
Theoretically, yeah.
Who's the faculty? I mean, you're not doing it all.
No, good God, no. Don't even tell them. Don't even suggest that. We are still actively in the process of recruiting faculty. We already have 6 faculty members and we just keep adding.
Now, in one of the notes here, it talks about a connection to the opioid crisis. What is...
That is the crowning achievement of this program. So nobody could, you know, walk by a newspaper, turn on a radio station, watch television without hearing something of the opioid crisis. And nurses actually can have a huge impact on individuals who struggle with opioid addictions. Unfortunately, most nurses in their entry into practice program, they get a smidging of substance use disorder instruction, generally in their psychiatric mental health nursing rotation, but it's wedged in there amongst a lot of other topics. And unfortunately, nothing really truly meaningful to help them with identifying cases, making referrals, etc. In our program, we have weaved, and not just opioid, but addictive disorders throughout the program. Students take actual coursework in it, and they will have clinical experiences in the area, so that way they can be advocates for patients who struggle with opioid disorders. Because quite frankly, until we change the conversation about hooking up people with services that they need, we're not going to have any significant impact on the crisis at all. We need people to first and foremost know what they're looking for, and second, know how to intervene and know how to make the appropriate referrals.
Now, we've had a bunch of people that have said, okay, how do we get involved? I mean, you know, what's the contact information? And I think the number one question is, could you repeat the cost again?
Absolutely, yes. Well, the cost is $299 per credit, and if a student transfers in the maximum number of credits from their other associate level experience, the program could be completed in a little over $11,000. So when you think about it that way, 1 year, $11,000, an unlimited career advancement. So that would be the cost of the program.
Okay, and the contact information for the school?
You can go to our website, which is lackawanna.edu, or you can call our admissions office directly. That's 570-961-7898. And classes start in January, so we're enrolling today.
Okay, now, Dr. Legg, someone sitting back there thinking, yeah, this sounds really great. Why should they make this decision? Why should they get involved in this program? What you've been through all this education. Mm-hmm. You know, what would you do the fireside chat? What would you say to them?
I would say first and foremost, you know, what is it that you want it for? Do you want it for you? Do you need it for career advancement, et cetera? And we have talked about employers, you know, wanting this, but, you know, many nurses look toward the bachelor's degree as a means to an end. That's what you need if you want to go on to graduate studies in nursing. And quite frankly, the nurse practitioner role, the clinical nurse specialist role, nurse midwifery, nurse anesthetists, they share the commonality that they all need at least a bachelor's degree to get into a graduate program. And the bachelor's degree obviously, you know, needs to be in nursing. So this, for many people, could be, the doorway into, other higher education.
Now, you know, we have had you, Erica, you have been here before, and we have done programs on Lackawanna College. Where does a program like this come from? Is it the community that comes to you and says, do it? Or do you guys read what's going on? Are you studying the labor market? How would a program like this even be developed?
It's a combination of both. We do a lot of homework, a lot of reading. Our management team is very involved in the regional community, different organizations and industry communications and partnerships. So we do our homework. And then as soon as we get an idea, we toss it out to the regional representatives we'd need to talk with. So before this program saw the light of day, we spoke with the largest healthcare employers and said, hey, is this a good idea? And we received such overwhelmingly positive feedback that we actually accelerated the timeline to start this program by about a year because people were so excited.
Okay, now just so I don't miss this, is the program underway now? I mean, if people call, or is there a start date for this?
We are starting in January of 2019.
January of 2019. So now is the time to enroll, get everything transferred, get everything in place.
Yes.
Okay. All right. In the last 30, 45 seconds, give us the cost again and the contact information.
Sure. The cost again is $299 per credit. Total program, just over $11,000, assuming transfer requirements have been met. You can get lots more information on our website, which is www.lackawanna.edu, or you can call our admissions office at 570-961-7898. 7898.
And we'll post this information on our website. Thank you both for being here. Good luck with the program. Can't wait till
Thank you.
Lackawanna College thinks of something else, and we'll talk about another innovative program.
You. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.